You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, Dallas Cowboys fans. This is Tony Catalina of bloggingtheboys.com. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. And I'm proud to present to you your daily Cowboys Roundup for Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. Happy Wednesday, everybody, and happy 1st of December. We're officially in the holiday season. You know, now it's Christmas time. It's the holidays. It's New Year's is coming. I can't believe how fast the year has gone by. But forget all the good feelings. The Cowboys are just happy that November is over, finishing the month 1-3. You know, not great, not a great feeling there, but, you know, we can put it past us. And, you know, good teams and seasons are made in December. And I think the Cowboys have a chance to, to come up out of this month and come out of this rut that they've lost two straight and find a way to get back on the right track here. And, I'm ready to move on. Tomorrow's game day. You know, it's one of those weeks where, you know, we're playing on Thursday, so it's super exciting to kind of put aside us. It's game day for us, and hopefully we'll have a good feeling after tomorrow night. So, you know, like I said, it's Wednesday, it's hump day, it's the middle of the week, and let's get right into it a little bit. Jerry Jones was on his usual weekly 105.3 The Fan Hit, which is the flagship station of the Cowboys, and he got to discussing how they have one more player that got positive on COVID, and that actually turned out to be Nashawn Wright, the cornerback, the rookie corner. So Coach McCarthy did say he won't be playing Thursday night, and that was the other shoe drop based on when he met with 105.3 The Fan on Tuesday. That's kind of what he was alluding to, and then it got confirmed that that was the player he was speaking on. So the Cowboys have another player out, and hopefully that's kind of where the buck stops with that. They've been in different protocols to kind of mitigate the spread and trying to do certain things. So hopefully this is, you know, where the spread stops, and hopefully things get better, tightened up. And I'm sick of talking about COVID, and I know you guys are sick of listening to it, but as far as the Cowboys go, it's been really, you know, really relevant this week and, you know, all season long, really. And it's tough, but it's just another challenge they have to go through. Speaking of COVID, you know, I'm going to try to make it get off the subject, but there are some, you know, pertinent conversations and topics to discuss. So Jerry Jones also got to speak on Amari Cooper and said that he's fully expecting Amari Cooper to play Thursday night against the Saints. However, he still was not feeling his best, Coach McCarthy said. He says he still has a cough, and it'll be determined whether, you know, he'll practice. He didn't end up practicing on Tuesday, so Wednesday will be a big day for him, because McCarthy said, my gut would be if he doesn't practice on Wednesday, I don't see him going to the game. So this is a big, today's a big day for Amari Cooper and the Cowboys. And, you know, based on injury non-COVID related, it looks like Cedric Wilson may not be out there, may not be available. He hasn't practiced all week. So having Amari Cooper out there would allow the Cowboys to have their top three receivers. It looks like they're going to be down Cedric Wilson, like I just mentioned. So if they were down Amari Cooper and Cedric Wilson, they're kind of playing a little shorthanded again, albeit it'd be CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, and then you'd have guys like Malik Turner and Noah Brown have to step up, and you might see some Semi Fehoko as well. So it's just, it's a week that the Cowboys are going to have to find a way to fight through without their head coach, without some of their other coaches and their strength guys. It's a challenge. You know, everybody's kind of dealing with these challenges, and sometimes teams have, you know, faced it a little harsher than others. And, you know, hopefully Amari Cooper's feeling better and he can get out on the field. And, you know, the fact of the matter is it's such a fluid situation, so you just don't know. Jerry Jones got to touch on Dan Quinn a little bit, saying, you know, speaking about him filling in as the head coach on Thursday night, stating it was an obvious choice. And he added that the team really believes in him. You know, also kind of touching that Quinn will also continue to have his defensive coordinator role for the game. So Dan Quinn has been a head coach. Dan Quinn has been a successful head coach in this league. And the Cowboys put together a good coaching staff that allows them to weather storms of this nature. Things, you know, they just put together a quality list of coaches that could jump in at any moment, any time. So to see that Dan Quinn is that guy, the team has confidence in him. I know the defense has rallied around him. The players on that side of the ball have nothing but positive things to say about Dan Quinn. So Mike McCarthy is going to be involved virtually. He's going to be able to speak to the team, speak on behalf of the coaches, and kind of just be in charge, you know, from a distance. But having Dan Quinn out there is going to be a positive thing. It's going to be, you know, think about that. There were questions, you know, amongst the media, amongst talking heads and pundits, that the Cowboys didn't really know, you know, who was going to be the guy to take over from Mike McCarthy. But I thought the choice all along was pretty easy. Dan Quinn is a man. He's a leader among men. You know, he's one of those guys that understands, you know, what has to be done, and he's familiar with this New Orleans Saints team. So I think the Cowboys are in good hands, and we're lucky for having him. You know, Jerry did get to speak on a little certain things about how he touched on it in, you know, only a way that Jerry could, saying, "We are now 100% vaccinated, either by having been vaccinated or gotten COVID." So he's hinting to and touching to the fact that everybody who wasn't vaccinated ended up having COVID, unfortunately. Hopefully everything goes, you know, long term they're okay, and that no long term residual effects from that. But it seems now, based on the Cowboys being vaccinated or who has it or who has gotten it, everybody is, you know, at a point where they should be okay moving forward. We're hoping that this doesn't end up being a huge issue going forward, because as you go into December, January, it's big football games, it's playoff games, and you would hate to see a player, you know, any player really, any coach, but a player of stature and magnitude that could really impact this team in this in a game. You don't want to see them miss these games over that type of situation at all. So you just hope that moving forward, things kind of settle down a little bit in that nature. Pivoting away from a little bit of COVID, thankfully, we can move on from that. Jerry Jones said that the Cowboys expect Ezekiel Elliott to have a serious load against the New Orleans, and it doesn't look like rest is in the cards for Zeke. You can take that with a grain of salt. I think the Cowboys are going to be smart with Ezekiel Elliott. I think he's going to play. I think Ezekiel Elliott is a gamer. He's a tough guy. He's going to get his touches, but I think with having the benefit of a Tony Pollard behind there, they might just limit Zeke from himself. He's one of those players where you got to kind of take a step back and, you know, have him not be his own worst enemy in this situation. So you're going to look for Tony Pollard to get some more touches. I think Ezekiel Elliott might get some short yardage situations. He might see, you know, a good amount of carries, but not his usual load. And I think the Cowboys better off for that. I think, you know, a healthy Ezekiel Elliott later into the season and into playoffs is much more beneficial than like what they have now, especially with having Tony Pollard back there. So it's a positive thing there to think that they have the players of that caliber to kind of to deal with that situation or that possible loss. Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence has had a good week, and you'll see him this week in New Orleans, Jerry Jones said. I think everybody knew that DeMarcus Lawrence was coming back this week, but it's just good to hear it, get it confirmed. That is the heart and soul of that defense, and I'm super excited to get him back. He just brings an element to this defense that's been missing. He brings an effort, a tenacity that I love. I'm a huge fan of DeMarcus Lawrence and the way he plays the game, so I'm super excited to have him back. You know, he has missed the last 10 games, and you know, Trayvon Diggs got to touch on a little bit what DeMarcus Lawrence looks like out there on the practice field, and he said, the same as before. You know, he's still our leader out there, still vocal. I don't think that's ever gone away. You see DeMarcus Lawrence taking control on the sideline, speaking to his defensive players, speaking to the defensive linemen. You know, one of the best things the Cowboys do is they give you that inside look at, you know, mic'd on the field. And you see DeMarcus Lawrence being a presence on the field. Like, even when he's hurt, he's chomping at the bit to get out there. And you just see a guy that is just passionate about this team, passionate about the game, and a guy that has full respect and admiration of his peers. So having him back there is just awesome. You know, I'm excited to get him back. Jerry Jones also indicated that Neville Gallimore and Randy Gregory could be ready for December 12th against the Washington football team. And that would be massive. I mean, the Cowboys kind of slowly, we always said it all season, that, you know, the Cowboys haven't been fully healthy. They haven't had all their guys, but there is a chance that we could slowly but surely start getting our guys back. And, it's a big deal. You know, the one thing we haven't seen is this defense can be complete. This offense really hasn't been completely complete either. So it's a good time. This is the time you want to get healthy. This is the time of the year you want to get hot. And this is all the, you know, the Cowboys are going to have to take care of business on the field and just deal with whatever they got to deal with, you know, take and just deal with it, right? But it's good to see that the players are coming back and that all these things are lining up for it to be a good chance for this team to pivot and move forward in this season. And, you know, everything the Cowboys want is still out in front of them. And that's, you know, as always, we here at Blogging the Boys, we'll have you covered on everything Dallas Cowboys related. So please do not forget to check out all of our podcasts we drop daily. And please, if you could, would you write a review, leave a comment, like I said, give us any type of feedback would be awesome. You know, we're nothing without you guys, the fans. We do this for you. We love the Cowboys. We appreciate when you consume our content. So it means a lot that you guys listen. And, that is all for today, Wednesday, December 1st, excuse me. Again, my name is Tony Catalina, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. Like always, you know, you can come find me. Give me that follow button. You know, hit that follow button. Let's talk everything in the Cowboys. Let's talk it all. You know, I'm here to discuss it. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm here. I hope you have a great Wednesday. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And hopefully next time I speak to you, the Cowboys will be one win stronger and we get back to our positive winning ways. Have a great rest of your day. Peace.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.